Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 556. Soul Winning. As professed Christians, what are we doing? Souls all around us, close beside our homes, and those afar off, are perishing in their sins, unwarned, uncared for. Every day we pass by those who are without hope and without God in the world, and never open our lips to tell them of Christ and His love. A worldly infatuation keeps men and women spellbound. We profess to have the light from heaven, precious knowledge of the truth, of God's requirements. And yet how many of us are dumb while our fellow men are blind, deceived, perishing in their sins. Soldiers of the cross of Christ should be moving heaven with their prayers for God to work, for His power to cooperate with the human agent to reach men where they are. Oh, why will not men hear the words of Christ? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Matthew 12 verse 30. It is the duty of every church member to burn and shine, that the rays of light may be seen amid the moral darkness. I have not come to this part of Australia to devote my time and strength to keeping you in good spirit, and holding up you who know the truth. It is my mission to go to the regions beyond, to those who sit in darkness and have no light. Will you as a church help me? Will you hold up my hands? Will you have root in yourselves? Will you send your prayers as sharp sickles into the harvest field? Can I rely upon you who have had great light and many opportunities to help me in my labors? I think this is the way we shall have to do. We must roll the responsibility upon church members and hold them accountable for the saving of the souls of those who have never heard the truth. We must solemnly urge upon them the fact that they are to be witnesses for God. And if they are exercising faith in Christ as their personal Savior, they will accept the burden of responsibility.